when it comes to weddings, you want something that you know most people are going to like. Gets everyone sufficiently drunk. No fights between the families. Can I see the ring?
Oh, my God. What?
Wow, that's beautiful. That's great. What'd you do wrong?
Stop working so hard. I don't want you guys to strain yourself.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Kate.
Some Greek salad?
It's disgusting. I'm trying not to get scurvy.
Come on, not my beer.
That's an expert beer tasting technique.
Really?
Oh,
no! You're gonna get me fired! Chris is here.
Oh, I can't wait to meet him.
If I introduce you, don't say anything stupid or mean.
Nice. Everybody!
Pleasure, yeah.
We've heard a lot of great things about you, and we're excited to have you.
Really? Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasted
bodies, life. One more beer.
Oh, no, let's I'm go. Fine. No, baby, I gotta go.
Good night, Kate. We'll see you at work.
Gonna shoot you guys in a hike.
Will it offend you at all if I say no?
Absolutely not.
No way that I'm not going.
How about you? You wanna go? I guess you have to take a person at their word that they're actually into you.
Let's get weird.
I have an idea. Let's go swimming.
Why not? Let's go. I'm gonna go in. Last chance. Come on.
Hey, babe, if we want to get married,
which we do,
I would love to reopen the floor for that conversation.
Absolutely. I don't think that this is working. And I think 8 months is enough time to know whether something's gonna work.
Tonight, no one's going home to their significant other because I no longer have one.
To be in our house and hanging out with us.
To our new kid.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad.
The problem with heartbreak is that to you it's like an atomic bomb, and to the world it's just really cliche because in the end we all have the same experience.